from the gates of paradise. For the sexes. Prologue. Mutual forgiveness of each vice, such are the gates of paradise. Against the accuser's chief desire, who walked among the stones of fire. Jehovah's finger wrote the law, then wept, then rose in zeal and awe. And the dead corpse from Sinai's heat, buried beneath his mercy seat. Oh, Christians, Christians, tell me why you rear it on your altars high. The keys of the gates. My eternal man set in repose, the female from his darkness rose, and she found me beneath a tree a mandrake, and in her veil hid me. Serpent reasonings us entice of good and evil, virtue and vice, doubt, self-jealous, watery folly, struggling through earth's melancholy, naked in air in shame and fear, blind in fire with shield and spear. Two-horned reasoning, cloven fiction, in doubt which is self-contradiction. A dark hermaphrodite we stood, rational truth, root of evil and good. Round me flew the flaming sword, round her snowy whirlwinds roared, freezing her veil, the mundane shell. I rent the veil where the dead dwell. When weary man enters his cave, he meets his saviour in the grave. Some find a female garment there, and some a male woven with care. Lest the sexual garment sweet should grow a devouring, winding sheet. One dies, alas, the living and dead, one is slain, and one is fled. In vain glory hatched and nursed, by double spectres self-accursed, my son, thou treatest me but as I have instructed thee. On the shadows of the moon, climbing through night's highest noon, in time's ocean falling drowned, in aged ignorance profound. Holy and cold I clip the wings of all sublunary things, and in depths of my dungeons close the father and the sons. But when once I did descry the immortal man that cannot die,